The Perfect Crime by P.C. Wren. We have it on accepted authority, that of Shakespeare, I believe, or some such writing fellow, that the sight of means to do ill deeds makes ill deeds done. I don't know about that, but I suppose it's quite possible that the sight of a loaded pistol might give some person of ill-balanced mind a bright idea of shooting up his wife or some other individual whom he didn't like. I don't know. But what I do know is that dalliance with the ideas of methods of committing an ill deed may very easily lead to the doing of it. All these detective stories about very clever murderers, for example, I can quite understand how anybody given to the study of such alleged literature might find himself given also to the study of how to commit the absolutely undetectable murder or other crime, and then proceeding from the study to the exercise, so to speak, from theory to practice. Like war. If there were no generals, dictators, kings, and people who study the art of successful war and think out undefeatable strategy and tactics, there would be no army peace manoeuvres and no army war manoeuvres either. Of course, I don't for one minute pretend that all murders, or even majority of murders, are brought about through people becoming interested in the theory of undetectable killing, and then in its practice. But I do say that there is danger, and very great danger, in the study. I also know that some murders are the direct outcome of the academic study of the subject, and thinking out a method of committing the perfect murder. And I say it, because I know. I committed one.